You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate personalities and artists who have passed on in the year of 2016. We celebrate them here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
A tribute to you, Muhammad Ali. We all love you, can't you see? You prove to the world you're a man of might. You talk a lot, but you sure can fight.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name. We all love you, yes we do. Some say they don't, but they really do. They hate themselves for making their mistake, not believing in you. One night, one of your greatest fights. You look like Ray, I truly say. You are real young, having lots of fun, making plenty dough, knocking Jove on the floor.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name. You are real great, it's no mistake. Prove to the world that you ain't no fake. You put your right hand up, your left hand down. You put your feet together, moving them up and down.
Muhammad Ali,
that's the name.
Muhammad Ali,
that's the name. There was a song a few years ago, went nationwide, sold in every store. Chubby, chubby made it, a hanky, hanky twist. I'll like you great, so let's twist on this.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name.
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name.
Muhammad Ali,
you're the greatest.
Muhammad Ali,
what you said?
Muhammad Ali,
that's his name.
Muhammad Ali,
he sure is great.
Muhammad Ali,
tribute to you.
Muhammad Ali,
him on A Bowl of Soul. From Mr. Chuck Cornish from 1967, doing a tribute to Mr. Muhammad Ali. And as you know, Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest fighters of all time, a humanitarian, a man that stood for civil rights. He was an American professional boxer, and we lost Muhammad Ali. You know, he suffered from Parkinson's disease, but we lost Muhammad Ali, you know, and he was one of the greatest fighters of all time. And we lost him here on 2016. And we celebrate Muhammad Ali here on A Bowl of Soul. And I had to put that on because, you know, in the 60s, you know, we celebrated our black leaders. We celebrated our figures, our sports figures, and you know, we celebrated them, you know, and we would make songs about them, and you know, and that's just part of, I feel, African tradition of singing about someone who is mighty, who is strong. And that's also very, you know, in the gospel tradition, we do the same thing. When we celebrate and we talk about God, we sing about God and we shout hallelujah. So in the same vein, we did this to this gentleman, Mr. Muhammad Ali, who we lost this year, and we celebrate him. He is a titan of boxing, you know, and he also stood against the Vietnam War, which not only transcended the boxing ring, it transcended the world. And Muhammad Ali, he said, listen, You know, I don't have nothing against those people in Vietnam. Why do I need to go fight a war against people that I don't know? And he was so right about that, you know, and it really almost cost him his career. So we celebrate and love on Muhammad Ali on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you a nice soul stirrer here from Mr. Curtis Mayfield talking about Ain't No Love Lost. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
That's off of the album Got to Find a Way, the sixth studio album by Mr. Curtis Mayfield, which was released in November of 1974, which was produced on his own record label, Kurtom Records. And you know, we got to give it up for Mr. Curtis Mayfield, because you know, he had been putting it down since the late 50s all the way up to the 90s. And you know, God bless him for giving us conscious music, soulful music, funky music. Coming up next, you know, we lost another gentleman, Mr. George Michael, which was really a big shock. You know, George Michael got his fame from being in Wham, and you know that song Wake Me Up Before You Go, but then he went on to have a stellar solo career. He even had a battle with Sony Music over, you know, being an, you know, not so much an independent artist, but having more artistic freedom as an artist. And, you know, we lost George Michael on December 25th of this year, 2016. He was 53 years old. And, you know, we celebrate him here on A Bowl of Soul because, you know, he had a big impact in the 80s and the 90s, and he had some great singles. Wake Me Up Before You Go, and, you know, that album, that stellar album called Faith from 1987, and his album, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. And, you know, George Michael sold more than 100 million records worldwide. His debut solo album, Faith, sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. The song that I liked was Careless Whisper, but even more, he took a step into the jazz realm by doing a song called Kissing a Fool. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating Mr. George Michael with his single called Everything She Wants, here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I do.
here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. George Michael. He did this song with Wham, Everything She Wants. And you know, that song was a gold certified million seller by the group Wham in 1984. And you know, this song definitely basically cemented George Michael as a songwriter, because from that point on, he eventually left Wham and went solo. And he was recently honored, you know, and he was going to be nominated for, he was nominated in October 25th, 2016 for the Songwriters Hall of Fame, because, you know, he was, not only was he a good performer, but he was a good songwriter, and he wrote songs such as Careless Whisper, Father Figure, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, and on and on. And at the time, before his death, you know, in November, you know, he was busy putting the final touches to his documentary film called Freedom, and he had discovered some incredible unseen archive footage of his career. And, you know, basically, it's going to be a real treat. I'm sure they're going to finish it up. Sony is going to finish it up and release it. But again, my condolences to his family, you know. And we lost a very solid singer from the 80s and 90s. Good songwriter. And, you know, definitely he left his mark on the world. And I mean it, on the world. If you see his concerts, I mean, people are just jammed, packed into his concerts and singing his songs, you know what I'm saying? One song that I did like, that he really went R&B strong on this song called Fast Love. And I like the song because it's hip, it's hot, you know, and funky. And you know, George Michael, he was just that. He was funky. You know, this song, Everything She Wants, was number 12 on the Billboard R&B charts. Coming up next, another legend, Mr. Glenn Frey of the Eagles. And you know, Glenn Frey was born in Detroit, Michigan on November 6, 1948. We lost Glenn Frey on January 18, 2016, here in New York City at the age of 67. And you know, Glenn Frey, he liked R&B. He liked funk. And you know, and being that he was born in Detroit, I know he was influenced by the Detroit R&B scene, and in particular influenced by Motown. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we're playing something that, you know, I think you're gonna like. It's called Funky New Year, and I'm telling you, the Eagles was really putting it down. I mean, Eagles was a solid band. You know what I'm saying? And they really had some R&B roots on them as well. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Funky New Year by the Eagles. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
Now you hear the Eagle giving up that funk bone, talking about mercy. You know what I'm saying? This is A Bowl of Soul, and we celebrate Mr. Glenn Frey and his legacy with the Eagles, and definitely his contribution to music here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we lost another R&B soul great, Mr. Jimmy Williams of the group Double Exposure, who were a Philly-based soul group, best known for their hits 10%, Every Man, My Love Is Free, which is my favorite, and one of the songs that I love that they did, I Got the Hots For You, Baby. One of my first albums that I bought in 1976 was Double Exposure, you know, because I really was influenced by the Philadelphia soul sound, and, you know, also the OJ's Love Is, you know, in terms of messaging the music. Another album I bought was the South Soul Orchestra, you know, Magic Bird of Fire, you know, and Double Exposure really left an impression on me. That album was a very good album, you know, and I liked all the songs. I had 10%, My Love Is Free, Every Man, and this song of which I'm going to play for you, Gonna Give My Love Away. Definitely, we celebrate Mr. Jimmy Williams, who we lost in October of this year, 2016. Talking about Gonna Give My Love Away here on A Bowl of Soul. You know, that's classic. I love that song. That's off of that album called 10%. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Bunny Siegler, who has been, you know, checking out A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And, you know, Mr. Bunny Siegler, he is part of the Philadelphia Sound, very instrumental, one of the architects, songwriters, giving you sweet Philadelphia soul. And, you know, Mr. Bunny Siegler was a writer on this album of another hit that Double Exposure had, which was Every Man, along with Mr. Alan Felder, and giving you some history here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Mr. Jimmy Williams, who left us in October of this year, 2016. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Another person that we lost really was shocking to me from the 80s, house music, R&B, Mr. Colonel Abrams, who died November 24th, 2016, and he left his imprint on R&B and especially on house music. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Colonel Abrams with his song How Soon We Forget. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Promise me that you'll be mine forever. I put my trust in you. You know.
Giving you some classic house music from the legendary, now the late great, Mr. Colonel Abrams, who passed away on November 24th, which was Thanksgiving. You know, Colonel Abrams was celebrated by everybody in the music industry, you know, especially the house music veterans and young heads and old heads. And, you know, he was suffering from diabetes, and, you know, he was homeless also, you know, and they, some of the members of the house music family community launched a GoFundMe website to help him with his medical expenses as well as get him housing. But I don't think people really realize how ill Colonel Abrams was, and we lost him on Thanksgiving, November 24th, 2016, and numerous music luminaries paid tribute to him. Tony Herbert, Joey Negro, Dave Pierce, Swiss Beach, Jelly Bean Benitez, you know, I mean, so many people, you know of this man. And, you know, I remember seeing him when the World Trade Center, you know, was up. You know, I saw him as part of the summer 98.7 Kiss at a summer concert series, and they would have different artists, and he was one of the artists that I saw perform down there. We will miss Colonel Abrams. He left his mark on R&B, and in particular house, which is part of R&B music, and we will miss Colonel Abrams immensely. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating the legendary orchestra leader, Mr. Sonny Sanders, who worked on numerous albums. He worked on Jackie Wilson's album when he was working for Brunswick Records, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, Sonny Sanders, his background goes way back to Detroit. And, you know, Sonny Sanders, you know, we have, you know, a lot of R&B artists hail from Detroit. And, you know, Colonel Abrams was born in Detroit, Michigan, but his family moved to New York, and he lived in the East Village. And, you know, and speaking of Detroit, Mr. Sonny Sanders as well, you know, he did a lot of his work in Detroit. And he had a big influence on the Chicago soul scene. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Sonny Sanders is a legend. He is a legendary soul hitmaker. Here on A Bowl of Soul, he produced this record with this group called Chubby and the Turnpikes, later known as Tavares. This single, I Know the Inside Story, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Been telling all your friends since your love's been gone.
Chubby and the Turnpikes, later known as Tavares. This song was produced by the legendary Mr. Sonny Sanders. And just to give you some background, you know, Sonny Sanders, William Nelson Sonny Sanders, was born in Chicago. But he made his first recording in 1955 on Tears of Love, Flipside, Roxanna, by Sax Carlin, the Qualtones. But he formed the Satin Tones in Detroit in 1957 with Robert Bateman, who also became, I believe he wrote Please Mr. Postman for the Marvelettes. Robert Bateman, James Ellis, and Sammy Mack, and they became the first vocal group signed to Motown and released their first record, Going to the Hop, Flipside, Motor City, in 1960. But Sanders also worked as a backing singer at Motown on such records as Marv Johnson's You've Got What It Takes and Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want. And he also, where his skills was really tight, was in songwriting and arranging. And after the Satin Tones disbanded, Sonny Sanders left Motown in the early 1960s, but continued to work as an arranger on records, including, you know, there was a white group called The Reflections that had this song, Just Like Romeo and Juliet. And in 1965, he was recruited to work with record producer Carl Davis in Chicago and arrange songs for Mary Wells, Edwin Starr's Agent 00 Soul. You know, that was on the Rick Tick record label, which was Motown's rival at that time, Ed Wingate's label, and Jackie Wilson's Higher and Higher and I Get the Sweetest Feeling. And he worked with numerous artists, notably, as I said before, on Brunswick Records, including Gene Chandler, The Shylights, and Tyrone Davis. And he co-wrote Barbara Acklin's Am I the Same Girl, in which the backing track later became Soulful Strut, that was credited to Young Holt Unlimited. We celebrate Sonny Sanders, who we lost on October 12, 2016, here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we celebrate another Detroit great who died this year in 2016. He wrote Respect Yourself, which was on a Stax label for the Staple Singers. He also wrote this famous song that was made a hit by Wilson Pickett called Mustang Sally. We celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul Mr. Sir Mac Rice doing his version. And this, I think this is a classic version. I like this version of Mustang Sally here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Mustang Sally, I think you better slow your put your big feet on the ground. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just
ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just
ride, Sally, ride.
All you
around, baby, don't you? And that's funky. That is funky, you know, from Sir Mac Rice. He first recorded it in 1965, and we lost Bonnie Mac Rice, known as Sir Mac Rice. He passed away on June 27th, 2016. And, you know, he died in Detroit, Michigan at the age of 82. But, you know, Sir Mac Rice was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi. You know, a lot of famous R&B stars came from Clarksdale, Mississippi. I believe Sam Cooke came from Clarksdale, Mississippi. Mississippi as well, and it's well known for a lot of R&B artists coming out of that town, you know, and a lot of blacks, part of the great migration south, meaning the great migration north. They left Clarksdale, you know, Mississippi, to go to places like Chicago and Detroit. Maybe some went to New York, but a lot of went to the Midwestern towns of Chicago and Detroit, you know, and I mean, it's too numerous to mention the number of musicians that came from Clarksdale, like Sam Cooke, John Lee Hooker, Jackie Brunston, Sir Mac Rice, of what you just heard, Junior Parker, Ike Turner, Johnny B. Moore, Earl Hooker, even Nate, the artist R&B singer that sang on Snoop Dogg's records, Nate Dogg, Marshall Drew, Rick Ross is even from Clarksdale, you know, Mississippi. You know, it's just numerous, too numerous. Even Morgan Freeman. So a lot of your musicians and your actors, even W.C. Handy, he lived in Clarksdale. Morgan Freeman lived in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Muddy Waters, he moved to Clarksdale as a child. Tennessee Williams moved to Clarksdale as a child. Howlin' Wolf, you name it. It's too numerous to mention here. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Sir Mac Rice, who went on to great fame writing songs for Stax Records, and, you know, writing that beautiful song, Respect Yourself, and other records as well. And, you know, he was a member of the Falcons, whose members included Eddie Floyd, Wilson Pickett, and Levi Stubbs' brother, Joe Stubbs. And he was in that group from 1957 to 1963. Coming up on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate New Year's resolution with the legendary Otis Redding and Carla Thomas here on A Bowl of Soul.
Let's turn it on.
giving you some sweet soul from Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, talking about New Year's resolution. And we're coming up with another song, a hot song from another artist that we lost, you know, this year as well. And you know, she was a pianist, and she had this hot disco record with this group called the Rimshots. And you're going to like this funky tune from Miss Bernadette Randall, who was part of the Rimshots, here on A Bowl of Soul, calling it Super Disco. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Miss Bernadette Randall, who was the co-founder of the Rimshots, and she worked with Ray Goodman and Brown, Candy Staten, Etta James, Solomon Burke, Chuck Jackson, you name it, she worked with them, and she left her mark on R&B. We celebrate Miss Bernadette Randall here on A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to leave you with this beautiful song from the Orioles. This was from 1949, the beginnings of R&B, with What Are You Doing, New Year's Eve, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Maybe it's my much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms are holding you so tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in a new year. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of the thousand invitations you receive, well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Oh, baby, I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one that you chose. Out of the thousands invitations you receive,
well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
I hope that you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul. I want you to have a safe New Year, a prosperous new year. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.